You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Sealing. I am your host for The Stranger's Weekly Podcast, highlighting some of the great bands The Stranger's Bands page has to offer, telling you where to see them play this weekend and next week, and then also highlighting some of the great music content we have in this week's paper, including an interview with Mark Arm and a feature with At the Gates. But we'll get to that in a minute, because this week I'm going to start things off on a sad note. Local indie rock outfit Get Dressed are playing their last show on Friday night at the Old Firehouse in Redmond with Sun Things and the Apple War. I wanted to make them this week's Band of the Week in honor of their... It's been a few years that they've been around playing some really sweet indie rock songs. So here's their song. It's Get Dressed, Headlights on Setlist. We'll be right back. Head Like a Kite with the song No Ordinary Caveman. They're playing Friday night at Chop Suey with No Fiso Rebellion and The Kindness Kind. And they're also playing the Block Party next weekend along with Vampire Weekend, The Hold Steady, Girl Talk, and dozens of other bands. Vera has a stage there. Numos and King Cobra are going to be hosting music there as well on both the 25th and 26th. And so if you want to go, you can win tickets right now. All you have to do is email lineout@thestranger.com. That's all one word, lineout@thestranger.com, and put in the subject line, I heard it on Setlist, and I'll pick one of you guys at random and give you a pair of weekend passes to the Block Party. So good luck. Mudhoney is playing the Free Your Radio show at KEXP's parking lot on Saturday afternoon. They're riding high from the recently release of their new full-length on Sub Pop, The Lucky Ones, and they also just played the Sub Pop 20th Anniversary Festival over at Marymore Park. They put on a fantastic show. I mean, it's Mudhoney. They've been around for 20 years. They kind of know what they're doing, and Saturday's show is totally free. All you have to do is log on to kxp.org to claim your tickets, because, you know, space is limited. No Age is also on the bill. And I talked to Mudhoney frontman Mark Arm in this week's issue of The Stranger. And here's what he had to say about the current state of radio.
How important do you think radio is today when music is everywhere now and so accessible?
I guess it's a matter of perspective, you know. Some people will only ever listen to classic rock radio.
Right.
So to them, that radio station is very important.
Right.
And regular radio to me is irrelevant for how I live my life.
Right.
But you know, I think you know, independent radio is still very important. You know, people can go and search things out on the internet, but they have to know what they're looking for.
Right.
You know, and if they, chances are, if they're listening to a cool radio station and they play something that, you know, isn't in their vision or whatever, you know, something they've never heard before. And it was almost like a Gary Numan quote. You know, it could hit them to something that's totally cool.
Another show happening this week that all my metalhead friends are personally stoked for is the At the Gates reunion show happening at El Corazon on Wednesday night. You're hearing their song, The Dying, right now in the background. They're playing with Darkest Hour, Municipal Waste, and Toxic Holocaust, and tickets are still available. And if you're an At the Gates fan, check out this week's paper. Will York interviewed the band about their past, their future that they may be having since this reunion has brought them back together. And then he also talked to them about the slew of imitators that they inspired and how they strangely find that flattering. But back in the local scene and the less death metal scene, the Wild Rose this weekend is continuing their recent trend of hosting shows on Saturday night. This week they have The Lights playing with Yellow Fever, The Shackles, and a couple DJs, including DJ Ruben. So here's The Lights with Up the Stairs and Out the Window on Setlist. only have time for about one more song here, but remember, you can always log on to lineout.thestranger.com for all your up-to-the-minute music news. Like, this week, we announced the full Bumbershoot lineup that includes the closing night with Death Cab and Superchunk. Lineout.thestranger.com has the full story on that. And then you can also win more block party tickets as the weeks progress. We have a few more passes to give away, so be sure to log on for that. And then don't forget to send in your emails to lineout@thestranger.com with the subject line, "I heard it on Setlist." And then you can possibly win free weekend passes to the upcoming block party. It's on the 25th, 26th of this month. But for now, I have one more song. It's Sam Squared with the song Puppies and Kittens. They're playing the High Dive Sunday night with about a dozen other local bands. Log on to thestranger.com to see who all is on that bill, including Ships, The Catch, and the Supersonic Soul Pimps. Email me at setlist@thestranger.com if you have anything you want to hear or any comments. And I'll talk to you guys next week.